The church gives great importance to the presence of Jesus at the wedding at Cana. In fact, from the beginning, it has recognized that as a sign of the goodness of marriage and a sign of Christ being present in marriage. But in the first days of Christianity, within the Roman Empire, it was hard to see the goodness of marriage. Marriage in the pagan Roman world, first of all, was not monogamous. Well, it was monogamous for a woman, but a man could be with whomever he wanted. Secondly, marriage could be between anyone. Men and women, multiple men, multiple women, adults with children. And finally, marriage was not lifelong. Multiple marriages were easy, sometimes beneficial. At times, it was hard to see the goodness of marriage in the Roman Empire. Against this backdrop, Christians asked the question, well, what if marriage could mean something more? In fact, reading the Old Testament, they knew that it could. In fact, that it already did. So many times in the Old Testament, including the very reading we heard from Isaiah this morning, God used the image of marriage to describe his relationship with Israel. As a bridegroom rejoices in its bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. He entered freely into his marriage with Israel. He gave all of himself. He was committed forever. And his relationship bore new life. And so early Christians asked the obvious question, if that's how God's marriage is with us, shouldn't our marriages with each other be the same? And so, for the first time in history, the church defined marriage as something that was free, total, faithful, and fruitful. In other words, if I force someone into marriage, then it's not a marriage. If I only plan to be with this person for a time, then it's not a marriage. If I'm open to being with someone other than this person, then it's not a marriage. And if my relationship with this person is closed to creating new life, or if our relationship by its very nature is not capable of creating new life, then it's not a marriage. Now, let's be honest, that ideal has not always been lived, even by the very Christians who espouse it. But bad examples do not take away from its goodness. We have seen the effects of marriages that are closed to freedom, closed to permanence, closed to fidelity, or closed to life. Goodness comes from a marriage that is free, total, faithful, and fruitful.